This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Again, our number here at the station, 608-321-1310 to get on the air. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, great resource there. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial Get to Know You appointment at Klaus Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing this morning?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Malia, how are you doing this beautiful day?
Very, very well. How about yourself?
I can't complain at all. It's been just some fantastic weather, and I'm looking at the website right now and looking at the couple on the bumper cars thinking, I'd love to be on a bumper car right now. To be quite honest, about the perfect day to go do something like that. And we've got a really important conversation ahead. We'll be talking about RMDs and what they are and why they're so important to understand. We'll get the details from Malia and CJ. We'll do that during today's program. Also, don't forget, if you have any retirement-related question, we'd love to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the other real fun things we do on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Another chance this week to win a fantastic prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, $25 gift card to Best Buy. Tell you a bit later on in the program how you can win that gift card. Pretty a little tip. If you listen closely, both the question and answer come during the program, so you'll get a little leg up on the competition if you pay close attention. So definitely listen to this week's program for your chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. And before we get rolling on our conversation about RMDs, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice conversation understanding expenses, things you should be aware of when you have your investments invested or even your 401ks. So the question of last week was, is the following statement true or false? A load is a sales charge or commission charged to an investor when buying or redeeming shares in a mutual fund. And the correct answer was true. Congratulations to Lisa from Sun Prairie, who correctly answered that question. So listen to last week's show if you missed it, so you can be more aware as an investor.
It's a really important, and as each and every week, an important conversation we have, and of course, a fun conversation. Also listen back right at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also link up at WIBA.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Today, we're going to be talking about a really important thing. If you are retiring and you're over 62 or turning 62 this year, and that's RMDs. Excuse me, not 62, 72. I probably get a bunch of people going, wait, what? Did something.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
I know. Well, it's one way to get everybody's attention. That is for sure. We're going to be talking RMDs. Let's talk about RMDs and why 72 is such an important age.
Yes, another acronym from our industry. RMD stands for Required Minimum Distribution, or you might have heard it being called an MRD, Minimum Required Distribution. They are the same thing. But it's an important term for you to understand as it relates to planning for retirement. And here's the bottom line. If you've been putting away retirement funds into your retirement plan, think, you know, IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, 401a, there's a bunch of different titles for them. But if you've been putting money away into those, very often it would be on a pre-tax basis with tax-deferred growth. Said another way, you've never paid tax on that money. Therefore, the IRS says, hey, we haven't gotten tax revenue on that. We need to figure out when that's going to start happening. And it just so happens that that magical age is now 72. Now, some of you are saying, 72? Gosh, I could have sworn it was 70 or 70 and a half. And you're right. You're hearkening back to the old rules, which we'll be talking about here in a moment. But the new minimum required distribution rules begin when you turn 72. So at 72, whether you need the money or not, you must take out, surprise, surprise, a minimum required distribution. And so you can always withdraw more than the minimum. A lot of people get confused with this, like, oh man, I can only draw out the minimum. No, it is a minimum, not a maximum. you can draw out more, but your withdrawals from your retirement accounts will be included in your taxable income, except for any part that was taxed previously, known as your basis, or any part that is tax-free, such as distributions from Roth IRAs. So really, when we talk about these required minimum distribution rules, for the most part, they apply to pre-tax retirement accounts. So with all of this being said, the question is, when must we begin taking these distributions out? From where must we take them? And how much must you take out every single year? And so with the passing of the SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancements, and this was signed into law back in December of 2019, now, post-2019, you generally have to start taking withdrawals from your IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, by age 72. That is the new minimum distribution age. Now, what's weird about this is people go, okay, well, I turned 72 in 2022, but not until December 31st. So how does that work, right? And so we start getting down into the weeds. And so here's what we'd say. You generally have to pull your first minimum distribution the year in which you turn 72. Except for your first year. Your first year, you have the option of waiting until April 1st of the year following your turning 72, if you want to do that. But if you do that, that means you would have to double up. Okay, so this is where it gets tricky. So I turned 72 in 2022, but I could wait till April 1st of the following year to pull out my minimum distribution, at which point that would apply to, say, 2023, but then I also have another minimum distribution due in 2023 because I skipped the first one. And then every year thereafter, it's December 31st. It's got to come out by the end of the year. So just remember that. It's 72, but the first year in which you turn 72, you have a little bit of a kind of get out of jail free card there if you want to push it forward for 1 year. And of course, people say, why in the world would I do that? And the answer would be, well, what if you retired in 2022 and you had higher taxable income, but the following year you would have lower taxable income? There could be a reason to double up your minimum distributions a year thereafter if you're retiring in that year. So that would be an example of why you might do that.
Really good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air with your questions, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial. Mentioned, CJ, the when. What about the from where and what type of accounts?
Yeah, so I've hinted at this, but the from where, these RMDs apply to traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, profit sharing, defined contribution plans, yada, yada, yada. Sure. So there's a lot of these. Just think basically in your mind, all pre-tax retirement accounts. Now, again, it is retirement account because technically a non-qualified deferred annuity has some pre-tax money in it, but it does not apply to a tax-deferred non-qualified annuity. This is only a pre-tax retirement account. And as Malia knows, well, the Roth IRAs don't have a minimum distribution, which makes sense because there's no tax upon removal of the money from the Roth IRA. So why would the IRS force you to pull money out in the first place? Except for, in my opinion, the IRS like literally lost their brain when they thought about this relative to Roth 401ks, because for some reason, and for no good reason, they still require you to make a minimum distribution from a Roth 401k. So by the way, if this is you and you're having to pull money out of your Roth 401k, there's a really simple solution. Just roll it over to a Roth IRA and then you won't have those minimum distributions that have to come out. But kind of some wonky rules there.
Really, that it's fascinating stuff. And you think of the IRS, there always seems to be a reason for everything. But occasionally there's some that we go, wait, what? Why?
That's I think the reason is, oh, we forgot about that one.
that can happen. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. talking this week about RMDs. If you've got questions, whether it's about RMDs or anything around retirement planning, they are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air with them. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Well, how is that amount calculated? We'll get the details from Malia. We'll do that next. In the meantime, if you've been to the website, klossfinancial.com, definitely check them out online. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Take your call. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget to learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about RMDs, what they are, why you need to know about them, where they come from. And of course, I think the next thing people wonder is how exactly is that amount calculated each year, Malia?
Talk about how you can calculate it yourself if your investment companies don't do that for you. But just wanted to clarify, you know, sometimes this gets really confusing to people because, you know, all they knew as they were in their working years was just put away money, put away money. Their advisor told them, put away more, put away more. And so at the end, as you're entering retirement, you have all these different buckets. You have some in the Roth, perhaps. You have some in the pre-tax accounts, the majority do. You have some in after-tax accounts. And suddenly someone's saying, now you got to start taking that money out. And so we forget the reason why so much was put into the pre-tax deferred accounts, and that simply was to lower your income tax at the time when you earned the income, so you didn't have to pay taxes on it. And that's what surprises people. They're like, I thought I already paid tax on that money. It's like, no, you didn't. So keep that in mind. This is just, as CJ had mentioned, this is the way in which the IRS and the government needs to take care of a lot of things is through our tax monies that they haven't previously collected. So you're not being double taxed. It never was taxed on the way in for the pre-tax accounts. So when we look at why or the amounts that you're going to have to have distributed, the two parts of the equation every year slightly adjust. First, your age changes. Believe it or not, you're getting a little older and a little closer to your mortality. And also your year-end account balances on your retirement accounts change as well. Sometimes you've taken money from them. Sometimes the market has changed the amount, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. So the equation is actually this. You take your December 31st balance on all these pre-tax accounts that CJ mentioned, the prior year retirement balances, so December 31st of the previous year, and you divide that number by your life expectancy factor. And that factor is determined by the Uniform Lifetime Table. And that table outlines the percentage for calculating your RMDs during your lifetime. And if you want to see what those numbers look like for your age, go to irs.gov, the website, or type in investor.gov, and you'll find an automatic RMD calculator. So I'm going to give you an example. A current table for 2022 shows that if you're turning 72 this year, you would take your account balances, again, of your pre-tax accounts on December 31st of last year and either divide by your life expectancy, which is 27.4 years, or multiply your account balance by 3.6%. So if your account balance was $100,000 at the end of 2021, then you would have to take out approximately $3,649 and pay taxes on that amount. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to go spend that money. You can. You just need to pay taxes on it. So many people often will say, I don't need that extra income, and they will just go ahead and roll it into an after-tax account where it can hopefully grow again. So some other things to note. We did have the new tables released, new life expectancy tables, and they were updated in 2022 at the beginning of this year. The previous ones had been done way back in 2002. So the current mortality rates ultimately creates an overall moderate reduction of your RMDs. So previously, a 72-year-old would be taking out about 3.9% per year and now is required only to take out about 3.6%. Another thing to note is if you have a younger spouse and if that spouse is the sole beneficiary of your IRA for the entire year, your spouse is more than 10 years younger than you, then you can use the joint life expectancy table, which allows for less to be distributed, which is a good thing. And then if there's there's also special rules with regards to RMDs that apply for death and divorce. And I think one of the things people don't understand, we like to clarify when we discuss RMDs, is that you're required to take an RMD, a collective RMD. In other words, you may have five different IRAs and a couple 401ks that are still sitting out there, and a required minimum distribution to come out of all of those can be segregated down to just one. In other words, let's say you have to take out $30,000 and it's $10,000 across all your accounts. The IRS doesn't care where you pull that from for the required minimum distribution. In other words, it doesn't have to be pro rata. They just want to make sure at least $30,000 comes out that you pay taxes on. So you don't need to worry, even though you're getting those statements from all these different companies saying, well, you need to take out $2,000, you need to take out $4,000. Your advisor can help you with that to make sure you're actually taking it out of an account where it makes the best sense for you in the future. Ultimately, all the IRS wants is you to pay taxes on that money that you've never paid taxes on before.
Really good stuff to know this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. We're going to talk a little oops when we come back. Maybe you forgot or maybe you neglected to take RMDs. How does the IRS handle that? Are they just cool with it? We'll find out and get the details from CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial Online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Talking this week, RMDs, what you need to know, what you need to remember also. And let's talk about that memory thing. When it comes to paying taxes, it's one of those things, if we could, we'd ignore them. But the reality is, you have to pay them. What happens if you forget or neglect actually take out your RMD? What can go on there?
Oh, they're so cool with you just bypassing it.
Yes.
No big deal. No, it's funny. I'm going to give you a bunch of, you know, different scenarios here, which pay attention. Some of them are quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we can sum it up in one phrase. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. So if you fail to take your required minimum distribution by the deadline, which again, after the year in which you turn 72, it's by December 31st of every year thereafter. If you fail to take it by that timeline without a good reason, there's a 50% penalty on the amount of the shortfall. Plus, you still have to pull out that amount to cover that RMD, which has taxes on it. So don't do that. Just make sure you take it out by the end of that time. Now, you should consult with your tax advisor if you make a mistake about filing a form called 5329 and asking for a waiver of the penalty if there's a good reason. But the IRS is not going to grant a waiver if you say, oh, gosh, I was on vacation and forgot about it. That's not a good reason. So some other things to know about as it relates to your RMD and kind of ways to handle it. You don't have to spend your RMD. So this is often people go, well, I don't need the money. So I guess they're forcing me to spend my money. And the answer is no, they're not. They're not forcing you to spend your money. They're forcing you to take out a minimum distribution. And the reason why is because of the taxes that will be due. Now, every once in a while, I get a smart aleck who says to me, but my income is low enough that I don't pay any tax on that minimum distribution. So why does it matter? Well, That doesn't matter. It's still deemed as taxable income. It just means that your income is low enough overall that you don't owe a tax on it. They still require you to get the money out. Now, once you've paid your tax, if there is any, you don't have to spend it. You could always reinvest it into an after-tax account. Next thing to be aware of is you can elect to use some or all of your required minimum distribution, or up to $100,000 per year, as a qualified charitable distribution, known as a QCD. We've talked about this on the show before. If you're sitting on your computer, go Google QCD or talk to your advisor about this. Between Malia and I, we think this is awesome. If you don't need your RMD, but you're charitably inclined, start performing what are called qualified charitable distributions, and it will benefit you on your taxes. It will towards meeting your minimum distribution, and the charity will win by receiving the dollar. So it's a win-win-win across the board. Also, we get questions about RMDs for people who, of course, have inherited IRAs. And inherited IRAs are also normally subject to required minimum distributions, where they have been at least in the past. But this actually changed in 2020 as well. Whereas previously you had to begin taking those minimum distributions based on your life expectancy, now, since the passing of the SECURE Act in 2019, if the original account owner died on or after January 1st of 2020, in most cases, you will need to fully distribute that account as a beneficiary within 10 years of the calendar year of their death. So this is different. It's no longer a minimum distribution that has to come out, but it is, you can do whatever you want to, but by the end of the 10th year, that money has to be out. Now, for any accountants listening, we fully understand this is an oversimplification. There's even talk about the IRS putting in a minimum distribution with all of it having to come out at the end of the 10th year. And it depends on if you're a spouse beneficiary, this doesn't apply to you. If you're a minimum, or if you're a minor beneficiary, this doesn't apply to you. But in general, if you're not a minor, if you're not a spouse, typically the money will have to be out of that pre-tax retirement account within 10 years of the date of the death of the grantor.
Really important nuances there to know about. And of course, if you ever have questions, don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. And you can always call Kloss Financial as well. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number is 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I mentioned that telephone number. You want to hold on to it now as well, because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What age do you normally need to begin taking RMDs from your traditional IRAs or other retirement assets from? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Complimentary to you. Telephone number 608-442-5637. I said every week, we are off next week, but we'll be doing it again in 2 weeks. Until then, Malia, CJ, it's always great talking to you guys. You enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Kevin Clark of Make Dreams Realty comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.